Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning we're going to be taking a look at really all three of our lessons kind of put together, because there are all three of them, as you listen to them, there is one particular verse, one particular word that comes out in all of these, and this word is wisdom. Now, wisdom is one of those things that we misunderstand an awful lot of time. We look to the elderly, we look to the old, we look in past times how wisdom is one of those things that was imparted upon us basically through the living of life, but yet also living the life in a certain way. We have to understand that there is a difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is certainly the knowing of things. Today we have so many different types of knowledge that's out there. You have knowledge of history, you have knowledge of science, you have knowledge of mathematics, knowledge of language. There's all kinds of knowledge out there. And while, as we look at it, knowledge is an important thing to have, and certainly, especially to the little ones in the back, it's important for you to get an education and have knowledge. But what we have to do is be able to discern between the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Because wisdom goes far beyond what knowledge actually is. As we look at wisdom, we have to understand that it's something that is bestowed upon us by God. It is a gift. It is a blessing. It is probably one of the greatest gifts that we can receive outside of faith. But yet what we have to also understand about wisdom, and it's something that as we look at it, wisdom is also based upon our faith. Because what wisdom does is it teaches us how we're to take those things of this world, how we're supposed to take knowledge and utilize it in the way in which we live. Certainly, as we look at Jesus, Jesus was one of those who was bestowed with a great bill of wisdom. Even as a young boy, we see this, and I like to call it the left home, or home alone situation that's here. I know as Christmas, we've been here for Christmas and all of this kind of thing. The only thing that you ever see on the cable stations is Home Alone. Home Alone, Home Alone in New York, Home Alone 3, and all that. So you got that situation, and to some extent, that's exactly what happened here. Jesus was there and he was seeking knowledge, even at the age of 12. He was seeking the wisdom that comes from reading the scriptures. He was seeking that which was higher than just simply knowledge. And so what happens? We know the story. Here they are, big family together. And that's one of the things we have to understand as well, is this was not a situation where it was just simply Mary and Joseph traveling. It was a situation that this was a family affair. This was something that the group of family comes together and they travel to participate in the Passover, to serve God, to hear His Word, to be able to study it, and to partake into the celebration at which God has given them for the freedom from Egypt. It's not unlike the celebrations that we have for Christmas. Celebrations where we pack up and we travel out and we meet with our families. And I don't know about you all, but I know in my family, especially in my younger years, that was a great ordeal. It was a situation that my dad was blessed with five sisters altogether. He was the only boy. And growing up, the one thing that I know is that I remember these times in which we were, as a family, we got together to celebrate Christmas. We would first start out at church, and then we would all get in our cars, and we would travel back over to somebody's house. Now, coming from a family where my dad had five sisters, they also was a situation where each one of them had five or six or seven, I think I have one aunt and uncle that had eight kids. And so you could imagine this great group that was gathered together there in order to hear the Word of God and to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And so you can imagine what it's like. There were many times where there were kids running all around the house. We didn't know where everybody was. We just listened for the door to make sure that the door didn't open. Or at least I should say my parents did, because I was around among those kids that were running around. But, you know, it was probably one of those things where if you hadn't seen your child in a while, it probably took a little while to figure out that they weren't there in the living room or in the other room with everybody else. And so that's kind of what happened with Jesus. This whole group of people went to the celebration of the Passover. And they had gathered up, and it was time for them to travel home. And all of a sudden, they looked around, and they were already a day into this trip, believe it or not. And then they were looking around, and they said, Jesus, I haven't seen Jesus. Have you seen Jesus? Oh, my gosh. Home Alone. Could have made a TV series out of it, right? But there he was. And so what did they do? They were like any other parents. They were distressed. They were afraid. Where was Jesus at? So they went and they started searching among all the relatives. And well, he wasn't there. And so they went back to Jerusalem. And in fact, they searched for 3 days in Jerusalem until they found him. Where was he? He was in the temple. Gaining wisdom and knowledge. You see, that's the thing about it is that we have to understand that the place for us to seek wisdom is in the Scriptures itself. You know, when we come here on Christmas Eve and on New Year's and here on Sunday, isn't that what we're doing? Are we not gathering together as the family of God, as God's people, to celebrate and to gain the wisdom of our Lord? You see, that's really what we have to understand, the difference between knowledge. Knowledge is those things that are here in the world. Knowledge is of those things that are all around us. But wisdom comes in the fact of how we utilize those in our life. And what we have to realize is that wisdom comes from God Himself. In fact, in our Old Testament lesson, what do we learn? In the writer of Kings, what he tells us is that first of all, what we have to understand is there was one person where the greatest wisdom in the world was bestowed upon. In fact, it was a situation where there was no one that would ever be as wise as him to that point. And from that point on, that there would never be anyone in the world that was any wiser than him. And that was King Solomon. King Solomon was granted by God. In fact, it was a situation where God came to him as he was starting his kingly reign. And God asked him, what is it that you want in your reign? And it would have been easy for King Solomon to ask for whatever else a lot of the kings, earthly kings would seek. Power, riches, all of those type of things. But no, what King Solomon asked for was this. I want wisdom. I want to be able to be wise enough to be able to rule your great people. I want to be able to serve your people and be able to do it pleasing to you. And so that's what God bestowed upon him. The greatest wisdom that ever would be told. So the question is then, is if we as God's people, if we as any people are going to be seeking wisdom, where is the first place that we should start? Wouldn't you think it would be going to the same man that has had the greatest wisdom of all? Wouldn't that be King Solomon himself? Well, he leaves us a legacy. He leaves us his words behind. And we can find them very easily. All we have to do is pull this book up. You know, this book right here. All of us probably have this in our house. How many of us does our book have dust on the cover? But wouldn't this be the place that we would go and start seeking true wisdom? If it contains the words of the wisest man that has ever lived? But the reality of it is, and I'm probably just as guilty as the rest of you, is that up until I guess it's been a year now, believe it or not, until a year ago, I didn't open it. Sure, I had read from time to time, and I had pulled out little pieces and little tidbits of knowledge and of wisdom and that kind of thing. But for the most part, that's not where I would seek it. How many of you have read Proverbs? How many of you have studied Proverbs? I know we have a group that meets on Wednesday morning that has done it. And I'll tell you what, the wisdom that is given through the words of Proverbs and Scriptures is untimely. If you didn't know that it was written over 3,500 years ago, you would think that it was a writer writing it today. He speaks of things that happens today. He speaks of things that happens in the world and how we deal with them today. He speaks of things that we read in the news every day. And that's where the wisdom is. And so why do we not spend our days in this? And that's not the only wisdom that's there. It's only where it starts. In fact, if you read the very first words of King Solomon, he says that this is where true wisdom comes from. Wisdom starts in the fear of the Lord. Wisdom starts in the fear of the Lord. In other words, if we put God first, if we seek God first, if we put God before everything else, then all of the words that are in this book, all of the words that King Solomon gives to us, all of that wisdom that he imparts, we have to know and we have to understand it comes from God himself. It's only when we put ourselves in faith and trusting in the Lord where true wisdom can come to the forefront. If God's not involved, all it is knowledge. But we see what the world tries to do with it. The world uses this knowledge and tries to put it above faith. It tries to put it above wisdom. It tries to figure these things out and look where it gets us, isn't it? What kind of mess is out there today? I know just as we've been here today, I've had three people come up to me and talk about different issues that are out there in the world where the world thinks that it's got wisdom and it can discern. But what's happened is it's only ended up in tragedy. It's only ended up in despair and without hope. And so if we, as God people, realize that true wisdom is this, that it starts by being in the Word of God, that maybe what we would do is we would pull it out and we would read a little bit of Proverbs. Listen to the words of the wisest man, the one that God has imparted the most wisdom that there ever has been. You see, it really does start there. It starts in the Word of God. And sure, it's not one of those things that it's just those funny little snippets that we like to see. You know, we have those little cartoon type of things. I know it's one of those things that here recently, especially the past couple of days, I've seen an awful lot of these little things that people like to send out on Facebook. In fact, it's one of those things that I don't know whether it's a mistake or not. I ended up getting my wife an iPod, and I'm going to pick on her again today, an iPad for Christmas. And she's looking there, and she's been sucked into this Facebook thing that's out there. And believe me, if you haven't gotten a friend request from her yet, it's only because she hasn't found you yet. But the reality of it, you see all these little things that talk about, oh, this little piece of God and all of this and all, and they're cutesy little sayings, and they are cutesy little, and they are important in that. But the true wisdom comes from taking the time to spend time in the Scriptures, asking questions, studying it and learning it. After all, isn't that where they found Jesus? Where he was at? He was in the temple, and he was sitting there alongside of the teachers, and he was listening to them. See, that's the thing that we have to understand. He was listening to them. This is God. Shouldn't he know it all? But yet Jesus was still sitting there and listening, and then he was asking questions, and they were also asking him questions, and together they were learning. And what Scripture tells us, that he was growing in wisdom and in stature among both God and men. If that's good enough for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shouldn't it be good for us to be here in church? To be here gathered together, to be in the Word, to be studying it, to be dwelling and seeking its knowledge. Even more than that, seeking the wisdom that comes from it. Because I guarantee you, if we, as God's children, hear His Word, and we listen and we seek His wisdom, would our lives not be better off? If we sought His wisdom and listened to it and took that out into the world, would the world not be better off? In fact, the greatest wisdom that we can do is to do exactly what Solomon says, is to have the fear of the Lord. And isn't that what we should do as God's people here in Grace? Isn't that what it says in our mission statement? To go out and bring people to Christ, to grow people in Christ? Isn't that what it is? And so that's really what true wisdom does for us. Is it teaches us how to live our lives. It shows us that the way that we live our lives is always in the counsel of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And you see, that's really what the purpose is. The whole purpose of Christmas, and in fact, in a couple of days, this stuff will be gone. The wreaths will be off of the columns. The tree will be put up. The Advent wreath will be stored until next year. Nativity scene will be wrapped in newspaper and safely put away. But yet all those are just simply symbols of the celebration that we have. Symbols of the wisdom that was imparted upon us. The wisdom that God has sent a Savior to us. And His name is Jesus Christ. The wisdom that He came with a purpose, and that was to take away our sins, to die on the cross. The wisdom to know that through holy baptism, He has set us apart and He has made us His children, and that there is nothing in this world that can separate us from that love. And the wisdom to know that when we sat at His table and we receive His body and blood, to know with confidence that our sins have been taken away. The wisdom of knowing what it means to live in faith. That's what true wisdom is. It's simply living a life in faith of Jesus Christ. When we start off with that, we can't go wrong. When we stay in His Word, we can't go wrong. And so my hope for you in this new year of 2015, this year of new beginnings, is that you will seek out the wisdom of God Himself. That you would heed the words of King Solomon as it was given to him by his Heavenly Father. And that you would seek to be in that Word and to live in the faith for the years to come. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.